Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 94.
I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast, Subject of Faith. And we have been there just for a few weeks, not a long time. And so if you would, please alert your neighbors and friends, because no matter where you begin in a study, it's like beginning at page one, because there's so much to learn. It's a never-ending job learning this thing called faith. I'll tell you a quick story. That some of you remember the man by the name of Finis Jennings Dake, that he wrote the Dake's Annotated Reference Bible. Big Bible with all kind of notes. And the main thing I remember about that Bible is I almost needed a magnifying glass because the print was so small and so much packed in, you didn't want to miss a thing, but there it was. And so when he was still alive and able to come, he came to us in South Bend and stood up and preached a seminar with us here in South Bend. And Dr. Summerall was busy and listening and received a whole lot of wisdom that the man of God had. Took him 40 years to make that Bible what it was in the end. Finis Jennings Dake's Annotated Reference Bible. And so on one night, he brought his big old Bible, I mean big, almost family-sized Bible, up to the podium, set it down on the podium, and began to quote the Word of God. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1, right through to the very end of the book. I mean, everybody there was in awe and amazement. We all had our jaws drop. I mean, how can you do that? Do you have a photographic memory? No, it's just his desire to consume the Word of God. And so he was able to quote the whole book of Revelation. And then the next day after seminar, Dr. Summerall had to go to the office for a few things before we took him out to lunch. I saw Dr. Dake sitting there in the lobby waiting for Brother Summerall. And he's sitting there with his Bible open, just kind of reading away, reading chapter and verse, and then turning the page, reading some more. And as a kid, you say things you shouldn't say. But I said, Dr. Dake, what in the world are you doing? Last night, you quoted the whole book of Revelation. And then here you are, you're sitting down, you've already taught, and you're reading some more? And he just, instead of rebuking me, thank God, he just kind of smiled a little bit and said, yeah, I got behind in my reading just a little bit, so I'm catching up. Wow. The man was just catching up after he devoted his life to the Word of God. He told me to get his Bible printed. He actually mortgaged and remortgaged his house three times for the sake of having enough money to publish his Bible. That's commitment. That is commitment to wanting to get the Word out. But he studied it night and day. So faith is believing God. Faith is having the Word of God in your heart and in your life. And I know a lot of people say, well, I don't have that kind of faith. I don't have Moses' faith. I don't have Abraham's faith. I don't have it. And here the Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, that to every man, every human being that calls Jesus Lord, the Bible says you have a measure of faith. What's that? It is a seed of faith. And so I pray you'll grab a hold of that and understand that you're not getting into the harvest of faith until you start with a seed of faith. You keep the weeds away. Keep it watered. Keep on reading. Keep on devouring the Word of God. And it will grow up into a harvest. But the Bible tells us through faith, listen to this, and patience, you'll obtain the promises. Wow. Through faith and patience, you will obtain the promises of God. There's a book I've been reading talking about the miracles that happened in the Red Sea. And it had to do with the children of Israel going from Egypt, across Sinai, 40 years, and then finally crossing over Jordan. But in one translation, it actually says, step back, pause, give room for God to do something. Wow. How many times have we run ahead of God and called it faith and called it heredity? We've called it personality. We've called it just the way I am. But how many times, in retrospect, is always hindsight, 2020, we can look back and see, wow, if I just would have waited on God, if I just would have waited for the right moment, the right time, step back and let God do his thing, there would have been a miracle instead of chaos. And faith is really knowing when, where, how to let God step in and perform miracles right before our very eyes. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, the Bible tells us, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. The last several months, the whole world's had a bad day. The last year and months now, we've had a bad day, we've had a bad week, we've had a bad month, and it has affected different people differently. Some people weren't affected a whole lot. Others, it kind of turned everything upside down. No jobs, no food, no transportation. You can't go anywhere. Can't talk to anybody like you normally would. Everybody having to wear a mask. You can't see if they're frowning or smiling. That might be a good thing. And you get the skew of the news. And you eat too much of one thing. Junk food is not good for you. And then you try to go exercise. I mean, everything is upside down. And is because we're not anchored to that thing called faith and the Word of God. And so I'm not saying you're not going to be tempted. I'm not saying you're not going to have an issue. I'm not saying that it won't bother you. But I'm saying is that you can see your way through it if you give God enough space to work. So sometimes we have to step back a little bit and say, okay, God, I move too fast or I move too slow. And I didn't believe you. And so, Lord, help thou my unbelief. And faith will grow. And so, in that scripture verse, we understand in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, like we already read, that without faith it's impossible to please him. And so we want to please him. And he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. If you want a boat, you're going to start looking at advertisements about a boat. When you get together with your friends, what do you talk about? A boat. A boat, 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 boat. Fishing boat, rowing boat. Motorboat, inboard, outboard. Sailboat. All kind of boats out there. But you're ready to talk about boats, not anything else, because that's what your heart is set on. I'll tell you a funny one real quick. In the ministry, we got a ship. And Brother Summerall, in front of the guy that's in charge of our ship, would always call it a boat. Brother Summerall, I said, our boat this and our boat that. And he tried to correct him all the time. He said, Brother Summerall, remember this. A ship can hold a boat. A boat cannot hold a ship. said, and Brother Sermon said, yeah, I know that, but where's our boat going next? I said, man, no, it's a ship. It's not a little boat. And sometimes we get all things mixed up in our own mind, in our own hearts, in our own lives. And we forget that God, at the end of the day, is still God. The events in your life did not make God run to the loan company. It didn't make God scratch his head saying, why in the world did that happen? No. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So as we diligently seek him, we will find him, we will know him, we will discover him. A lot of people think that, you know, life is a destination. But I would rather say that life is a discovery. And we're discovering, we're looking, we're searching, we're getting deeper. We're getting some people on rabbit trails. No, stay on the main trail. And we're going to discover every single thing that God wants us to have. And so I want to encourage you, get into the Word. Read the promises of God. Start believing him for big things, miracle things, things that are beyond you. So you can have to have faith to see those things take place in your life. That's quite a challenge. But we're living in challenging times. And when you live in challenging times, that's when we need miracles the most. That's when we need to exercise our faith the most. So I want to challenge you to think about it, pray about it, put into action. Start believing God for the little so we can believe God for the big. Will you do that? If you would share this with somebody. And of course, thank you so very much for watching today. God bless you.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.